You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome David Grison, account executive with Langyap Magazine. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for joining us. You gave me a call on Good Friday, of all days, while I was out of town. And when I got back, I called you and you had some exciting news for Mark and myself and the radio station.
Lori, I've been sharing this with a lot of folks, and I'm going to make the official announcement that WABF is indeed a Nappy finalist in two categories.
All right.
And I'm excited about it because I live in Fairhope, Alabama. So this is personal to me, and I'm glad to be the one to tell you that you're one of our finalists. Now, to be clear, Langyap didn't pick you. It was your listeners that voted for you and our readers. And so this is part of, you were picked in the nomination stage.
Yes.
Based on the number of votes. But Lori, without any further ado.
Drum roll, please.
WABF 1480 is a Nappy finalist for favorite radio station AM, and this is pretty significant, best DJ team, all radio, Mobile and Baldwin County, the big owners.
AM and FM.
AM and FM. Okay. Mark and Lori, WABF.
Yay.
So that's two Nappy. So now all the listeners and all the folks in Fairhope and the Eastern Shore and all your friends and family need to vote for you.
Yes, they do. Now, we've been nominated several times in the AM radio category, but to my knowledge, this is the first time that Mark and I have been nominated as radio team, best radio team. So that's really exciting. Tell us, when does the voting start and how does it work?
I will. We just posted all the finalists last night on LangyapMobile.com.
And I shared that on our Facebook page.
So it's out there. You have to be a Langyap subscriber at this point to get the finalists, but soon it will be posted on our voting site and on LangyapMobile.com. The voting site that we have every year is VoteNappies.com.
VoteNappies.com.
Right, VoteNappies.com. And that will go live. The voting will go live around noon next Wednesday. That's Wednesday, May 4.
Okay.
We switched that sucker on, and man, there's immediate. I've been doing this now for 5 years. It's amazing to me. And I live here in Fairhope, and I was born in Mobile, but I've lived all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of best of and people's choice or whatever. This is one of the best in the country because the owners of Langyap have done a good job over 20 years of making it a well-done, legitimate contest. You don't have to buy ads to be in it. It's a true people's choice. But the metrics, the number of people that vote in this contest is astounding. Last year, this is just in Mobile and Baldwin County. I think there was close to 40,000 different email addresses. You have to enter your email address the first time you vote. 40,000 different email addresses.
That's impressive.
Over 1.2 million aggregated votes, and it gets bigger every year. So you were asking a little while ago, this is now a big part of what we do. And I love it because, I sell ads for a living, but it's so much fun to call a nail salon or a house cleaner and some, just workaday people like me, and this is their time to shine. This is their moment where people recognize the hard work they do and how much they're like. So it touches in the Eastern Shore of Baldwin County, Eastern Shore of Mobile Bay, and in Mobile and all of Baldwin County. This Nappy Awards touches hundreds of people directly, and then when you have their families and their colleagues, touches thousands of people.
How many categories are there?
Excellent question. I hope maybe it's on this one sheet. It's a lot.
I mean, from food to best barbecue to name it.
Laurie, it's literally, I would say, it's in the hundreds.
Okay.
I would say it's over 200 categories. Then you've got 6, 7, 8 nominees per category.
Right.
That's a lot of nominees.
Yes, it is. And I know we have several friends of ours in the business community, such as Bay Music, have been nominated. I saw a friend of mine that operates She's a Pistol.
Yeah.
Shooting.
I work with her.
Shooting lessons. And she's in a category that doesn't have a category or something like that. My business doesn't have a category.
See, that's the type of stuff I love. Where, she's out giving firearm to a local Eastern Shore resident, small business person, giving firearms training, safety to, I think, mostly
women. Yep.
And her name of her business is She's a Pistol.
Yeah, that's cute.
And she says it gets her a lot of recognition and publicity, mm-hmm. just being a Nappy finalist.
Now, so starting Wednesday, May 4th at noon, people can go to votenappies.com. Then, as you mentioned, the first time they vote, you register with your email address. And then you take, one vote per day, per email address, per category?
This is key, and this is how a lot of people really use the Nappies. And this is what I've learned, is that the key is that most companies will push it out on social media, vote for me, I'm a Nappy finalist, and they do it one time. But the voting, the rules are, is one vote per day, per category, per email address. So when you go to vote, you can vote on it in as many categories as you want to, but the rule is one vote per day, per email address, per category. And a lot of the businesses I work with, they push it out with ads in Lanyap, ads on the voting site, or with social media, or with ads on WABM, mm-hmm. and they mention it every day. And that's how you aggregate a lot of votes.
Okay. All right. So in this Facebook post, it says, the following nominees are finalists in the 2022 Lanyap Reader's Choice Awards in Eats and Drinks. What is Eats and Drinks?
That's a very popular category, and that's one of the ones I love.
Oh, okay. So
that's restaurants and bars and bartenders and servers.
Okay, that's right. Then you've got an entertainment category, and then a media. I see. Okay.
Yeah, you got your broader categories, right. And then within Eats and Drinks, I'll just best overall restaurant. I'm not going to try to do all of these. Best new restaurant, but then you get into. But the real fun is you get into best food truck. Best lunch spot. It goes deep, and that's how we touch so many people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now it's my understanding that the Lanyap magazine is free at newsstands all over Mobile and Baldwin County, or you subscribe to read it online. Is that right?
That is correct. You can do both. And you can get Lanyap mailed to you. All of which is a big part of more and more people are subscribers. And you have two options as a subscriber. You can subscribe to our online version where we're updating it every day. We've really got a daily newspaper again in Mobile and Baldwin County.
I utilize the information quite often. And what is the subscription rate online? Or do you want them to just look it up for more information?
It's still early in the morning, Lori. And I've been doing a lot of Nappy work. I may get it's pennies per day, literally.
Okay.
That's the way we promote it, is pennies per day.
Pennies per day.
It ain't a big deal. And guess what else it helps? And this is important, too. It helps us do investigative journalism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it. I'm a sales guy. But I work with people like Gabe Tynes, who is a native of Fairhope, Alabama.
He and my stepson were best friends growing up. I probably have some stories about Gabe might want to know.
Let's keep that off the air. But Gabe, we do
love good. Him. No, I'm just kidding. Love
no,
him.
No, I love Gabe because he's the real deal. He is a true journalist, investigative journalism, and we have a whole team of people that are going and doing stories. And so this is important that you subscribe to Lanyap because it helps us continue to do good investigative reporting, and we post stories on our website every day.
My son was on the cover. Must be eight years. Oh, gosh, it could have been 10 years now. Time's flying. And one of the draft articles, just like you've got right now, the draft stays in Mobile. Seven local draft prospects could make history. My son was in the NFL draft. I guess it was 2012?
I didn't know this.
Robert left Fairhope High School, and he went to Auburn.
Wow.
Yes.
And he was in the NFL draft?
Yes. He didn't get drafted, but he became a free agent for the Falcons, and then they dropped him, and then Green Bay picked him up, and he played the Green Bay Packers preseason. I have pictures of him and Aaron Rodgers walking into practice together, and we just knew he would be a shoe-in, but they didn't pick him.
That's a tough club.
But anyway, it's nice to see the in-depth articles, and like I said, I have this copy of This Time in Our Lives, so they're great souvenirs and really good in-depth journalistic reporting, and I respect that and appreciate that, because these days anybody can write an article and it's considered news or journalism, and those of us that are actually journalists know that's just not true. So appreciate the hard work. Rob Malone, right? And several.
Rob Hobert.
Hobert.
Rob the two Hobert. Owners and are Rob and Ashley Trice. Rob Hobert have been doing this for 20 years.
Excellent job. How do you stay alive? I'll joke sometimes on the radio and say, I'm an old dog. I love my newspaper. I like to hold my newspaper, but more and more of my prep work, you know, is done online. How does the newspaper stay alive in today's world of technology?
Well, it's interesting because you're right. In places around the country, the daily newspaper has been declining, but if you do the good journalism and if you're relevant to your readers, there is a need, we have learned, for a printed news product as well as the digital product.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of publishers like Lanyap around the country in medium-sized, smaller markets that are thriving right now, because it's unique content. You can't get it anywhere else.
Right.
It delivers results for the advertiser. So Lanyap is doing good. Lanyap is one of the exceptions to the rule about newspapers.
Mm-hmm. And that speaks of the quality, like you were saying.
I think so.
David, what else would you like us to know about Lanyap that I haven't thought to ask?
Man,
or
I love a good... You got to be careful, Lori. I may... Who knows? But no, I love working at Lanyap. I think you can tell that. I love the good journalism. I could tell stories about how I hear about things, and people don't give us credit sometimes to what we deserve. Fairhope High School's Gabe Times had gotten some information that there were some improprieties going on at the Pritchard Water Board, and he would go over and go through their files and get...
Did y'all break that story?
We broke that story.
Isn't that the best
and
feeling?
And my dad was born in Fairhope. My daddy taught me growing up that you never take advantage of the poor folks. So what was going on there, Gabe Tynes from Fairhope, Alabama, was the reporter who broke that story, did the grunt work it took to going through files, documenting everything. And that's what we do every day. And a lot of times we'll break a story and then it sort of gets lost as the story gets bigger where it came from.
Exactly. The TV and other bigger media outlets.
I wasn't
going to
name any names,
yeah.
But yeah. So what we're doing is real important, because there's a lot of good investigative journalism going on in Mobile and Baldwin County, but we're doing a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. I agree completely. Well, David, you're welcome to hang out and do Swap Shop with us if you'd like.
I unfortunately got to drive across the bay.
Got to go to Mobile and go sell some ads.
I got to keep selling ads because it's important work we're doing in Mobile. But thank you for the opportunity, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
On being a two-category Nappy finalist.
If you're joining us late, we're nominated as Favorite AM Radio Station and Favorite Radio Team, Mark and Lori.
That is correct.
And voting begins Wednesday next week at noon. VoteNappies.com.
Very good.
Very good. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you, Lori.
A pleasure to have you here with us. on WABF and my community contact in